What's up, guys? Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. So today's topic is this: consistency beats intensity. All right. Now, I am in Bali still. We're currently just chilling out. Tal's doing some work, so I thought it'd be a good time for me to do some work, because what she was talking about and what she was sharing with me is like the perfect topic for you guys today. And it's something that I need to remind myself all of the time, and I figured it would help to remind you guys this too. Now, I was training this morning. I went and did some Muay Thai. I got up at 7, or probably like 6:30 actually today, and went and got a coffee at 7, and then went to Muay Thai at 8 and trained 8 till 9, smashed it. Today was a good day. I'm starting to move a lot better, starting to feel a lot freer, a lot more flowy, and you know, starting to get longer combos in. Like, we're doing like 6s and 7s and 8s in the combos now, rather than just being like 1-2 round, which is what I needed to start. But today is a side note. I've got a blister on my foot, so like on my big toe, and then just under my big toe, it's on the bottom of it. Like, I burnt my feet. We went on this tour yesterday, this island tour, and the last stop on the tour was like this relaxing beach, and I'm walking across the beach, I'm like, fuck, that's hot. And I started to run like into the water to cool it down, but before I got there, I obviously already burnt the bottom of my foot. I've got these burns, and it's literally like a big blister burn on the bottom. So it made for a difficult Muay Thai session today. It really fucking hurt. I felt it every single time I kicked, because when you do like any kickboxing or Muay Thai, you wear no shoes, right? And you spin on your foot when you're kicking. You're sort of like, your foot spins as your hip rotates, and that rub is right where the blister is. It was really a shit experience. Really started to annoy me, but it's I got through it. I survived. My foot is blistered and swollen, so I'm just gonna try and like relax it, and hopefully it just comes good. And hopefully I don't get some weird fucking Bali diseased infection on the bottom of it. But that's not what today's point is. It's just a side note. When I started doing the kickboxing stuff here, so last week, I've done 5 sessions. Today was my 5th session. All right, so the first session I went to, I was fucking stiff, useless, and I felt so unfit. Like, after the first round, I was fucked, right? And I was no good. Like, it felt good to hit stuff. I got a good workout out, but I felt shit, right? And I went down on the second day, and I felt a lot better. You know, I went down 2 days later. I've been going Monday, Wednesday, Friday. On the Wednesday, I went down and I was moving a lot better. I was starting to keep my hands up better. I was throwing the jabs out a lot faster, and I was like starting to kick a lot harder, and everything was starting to flow. Okay. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, this is really, really good. So I had this like rapid spike of progress, like really, really fast. Okay. On the Friday, I went back and I had, you know, I blame this on the coffee. I went back with no coffee. And I didn't have a coffee in the morning, which I haven't done for a long time. I'm so addicted to coffee, it's ridiculous, and I'm such a coffee snob, it's ridiculous as well. But I've actually cut back to 2 a day here, where I was sneaking up to 4 at home, which you know, I always end up doing just before I need a break. So it's good that I'm on holidays. I start to cut down my caffeine intake as well, so I can reset everything. But I'm on the 2 a day now, and one of them's been in the morning, but this particular day, no coffee, went to Muay Thai, and I was like, fuck, I feel slow, I feel heavy, I feel, you know, weak, I feel just off, all right, and everything was shit. And I went home, and I was like, tell us, how'd you go? I was like, no good. I was blaming the pad holder. I'm like, it's a different pad holder, you know, it's just weird. Like, I just couldn't get into the groove with him, I couldn't get into the flow with him, it's just no good. So I felt like I'd gone backwards, I felt like I'd got worse, right? I still got the session in though, which is a tick, so that you know, that's all obviously better than not doing it, right? But on the Monday, I went back Monday, the session number 4, and got a coffee in before it. I found a place near there which is open early, because a lot of the places open at like 8 here, and the class is at 8, so it's like, yeah, there's only 2 places I could find that open at 7. Revolver, for anyone who's wondering, but there's Revolver, and then there's Baby Revolver, because we've moved villas, so we're closer to Baby Revolver now. So I'm going to Baby Revolver on the way there, smashing my long black, and then getting into the session. And on Monday, I was moving awesome. I got home, I was like, Tal, fucking killing it. Had my old pad holder back. He's much better than your pad holder. I'm like, just absolutely smoking it. Felt great, right? And today, I went there again, and I felt even better. And I had that other pad holder, the one that made me feel like shit, the one that couldn't hold pads and didn't know what to do, I had him, and I absolutely killed it. Today, I felt really, really good. I was throwing like 6, 7, 8 punch combos, knees, elbows, everything. Like, I felt awesome. And what it showed me was that if I just keep showing up, I'm going to get better, right? And that's an obvious sort of thing. That's an obvious statement. But why I'm talking about this is I was reminded by the exact thing that happened to me with my Muay Thai. It's happened to a heap of the people in Tal's Transformation Challenge. That's what she's currently working on now. I said before she's doing some work. It's on the Transformation Challenge. So they're in currently, I think they're week 9 or 10 out of 12 weeks. And there's been a lot of like weight loss progressions. There's been a lot of success in there. And there always is, because if people just follow the system, they get the result, right? It's the ones that give up on themselves or give up on the system because it just becomes too hard. They're the ones that generally don't get where they want to get to. Okay, now there's been a thing that I've noticed time and time and time again in all transformations that I've ever ran. I originally came up with this transformation that we have at Royal Fitness. I put it together, you know, I got ideas from different places and pieced them together. And part of that idea is the checklist system. All right, instead of taking away and counting calories and weighing food and stuff, which I don't like doing myself because it's a fucking nightmare, I've found better success in people coming in and adding things, like adding proteins to meals, making sure they're hitting the main things that matter, like protein, like greens, like not having carbs at certain times, like doing all these different things, like strategically planning it based off something that can actually win, like a game really, like a check, like a scorecard, rather than having like a you know, it's like a high pressure situation macro count, right, where you've got, oh fuck, I can't eat because I've only got 23 carbs left and I've got no protein left, and my fat, I need 50 grams of fat. So you start just shoveling whatever you can. I don't find that works for a lot of people. It's just too hard to manage. But every transformation that I've seen, there's been a trend. First week, people rapidly drop weight, right? Part of it's water weight, part of it's detox weight, part of it's like, some of them, they just need to take a really good shit. So they're getting the greens into their body, cleans them out like that. And that's generally part of the detox cleansing as well. So they might lose 3 to 5 kilos up to that in the first week, right? And that's not uncommon. A lot of diets end up the same, and it's usually a cleaning out of basically the shit, so to put it nicely. And that's, everyone's pumped about it. They're like, fuck, if I can just keep this up for the next 12 weeks, I can lose like 30 kilos. I'm like, yeah, that's craziness. But yes, you can if you keep dropping like this weight. But anyway, it's not something that we recommend, is to try and lose 5 kilos in a week. It just happens a lot of the time. Like it's just the change in diet is so rapid. So they lose 5 in week 1, 3 in week 1, whatever it is. Now, I'm actually giving you a description of this. Two of the boys, and they'll know who they are. I'm not gonna name names because I don't know if they've given me permission to talk about their journey, but this is who I was talking about with Tal. They'll both know who I'm talking about. There's two of you. You're fucking killing it, by the way. And this is it's an awesome explanation and an awesome description of what I'm trying to get, the point I'm trying to get across. Now, first week, they lost 5 kilos roughly each, smashed it. Second week, it might've been like 1, right? 2 maybe. Third week, maybe 1. Fourth week, like 400 grams, 500 grams, a kilo. They might have even gained a kilo. I think one of them lost 400, the other one maybe gained a kilo or 2 kilos, right? So they're 4 or 5 weeks in, and they've lost heaps, and then they've lost a little bit, little bit, little bit. So they're down, say, 7 or 8, and then they gain a little bit. And it brings them back to 7 or 8 as their total loss, right? And this is what I call the stabilization period. Okay, now this is where a lot of people quit. A lot of people quit at weeks 4 to 5 in transformations, at weeks 7 to 9 in transformations, and weeks 10 to 11 in transformations. That's when they fall off the wagon. Okay, now, if you look at it, it makes kind of sense why. They've had this massive experience and this massive win as 5 kilos week 1, and then they've gone 2 to 1, and they might have gained in week 4. So they're questioning it now. They're like, oh, this shit doesn't actually work. I haven't lost like any more weight in the last 2 weeks. Like, this is bullshit, right? They want to lose that 5 every week. So it's like, this is bullshit. It's not working. Now, funny thing happens, and these boys did it, right? They consistently got the fucking ticks. They didn't do anything special. They just did the right thing and kept going with it. So week 6 come, and I think one of them had like a 4 kilo loss on week 5, and one of them had like a 3.5 kilo loss on week 6, I think it was, roughly. Like, these are rough numbers, but it's very close to being 100% accurate, right? But they lost, say, that 3 to 4 kilo mark on week 5 and 6, you know, one of them each. Now, what's happened is they've stabilized. And because they've consistently done it, their bodies have adapted to it a little bit, and then they've lost again. All right, they haven't actually changed anything else. They've just consistently done it. Now, the next part, the next phase, and this is where they're at now. They had another week, 2-3 weeks of a little bit of loss, like a kilo here and there, you know, a little gain in a kilo here and there, and then another big loss. And this is where we're at now in that week 10, is basically the same trends happened. Big loss, stabilization, 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 big loss. 3.2, I think it was, and 3.6 or something. I think they were the numbers for the week. And one of them had his birthday and he was eating cake in that. And it's no coincidence that it's happened this way. It's because it's just followed that general path. Okay. And then what's going to happen is they've got another 2 weeks. They'll consistently do their thing. They'll finish it. They'll choose to consistently do it. I hope and I believe. It's very easy to stick to, and a lot of people generally do stick to it. It's just, you know, some people see challenges and close the book and stop. Not everyone succeeds out of it, and that's personal choice. Some people find like they try and reward themselves by eating a heap of shit when they finish a challenge that stopped them eating shit. So that's something I hope these guys don't do. But my point to you guys is this. You work really, really hard. Stay consistent with what you're doing. You're going to have rapid progressions at some points, and then there'll be periods of stabilization, and then rapid progressions, and then periods of stabilization, rapid progressions, period of stabilization. Okay, this applies to every single aspect of your life. This is where it's mind-blowing to me. I started to think about it while I was sitting there and listening to Tal. I was thinking about it across my life, right? In my bank accounts, it's done the same thing. There's periods of time where I save a lot, and then I get smacked with a heap of bills. It puts me in this stabilization phase. And then those bills disappear and I can start to save a lot and progress that growth of money. Okay. You look at it in your relationships. You put a lot of time and energy into anybody or anything, like any group or whatever it is. At the start, there's going to be a bigger growth in that relationship, and then it will start to slow down. But if you're consistent with it, you'll get closer and closer over time. If you give up on that person, you'll lose that person. You'll lose that group. You'll lose that social, you know, squad, whatever you want to call it. All right, think about in your mindset. People get onto meditation bandwagon. They'll meditate for a week and then they'll get off for a week. In that week off, they don't realize that their mind's gone fucked again because they're not meditating. They're not doing it simply. But a daily meditation program and a daily like consistent habit of doing that, becoming mindful, becoming present, doing that daily is much more important than doing it for a week and then not doing it, like doing it for, say, like a silent retreat for a week and never doing it after that. You know, it's possible, but it's not going to change your life. The little shifts change over time. Now, in the body, I've just explained it. Checklist system, whether it's, and for like a lot of the rebirth guys that I take on, it's literally just training and a green smoothie or green supplement. All right, doing that, that's all we track. The reason that's all we track is because we're worrying about other things as well. But if you train with purpose, with passion, with like intensity, and you train consistently over time, you're going to progress. If you eat a green smoothie or green supplement, you're getting a heap of nutrients that you wouldn't have got otherwise. All right. They're like the buy-in. If you want to choose to go further and take your checklist more elaborate, you can. Absolutely. There's no problem with that. The simplest form of the game is usually the one that people can stick to, and that's training and having a green supplement. That's why I recommend it like that. You know, and on top of that, I say drink water, and that's a really good place to start. I know there is more technical stuff after that, but if you can't master the simple, you can't master the complex. So just keep that in mind. Like, what I want to question you with, because obviously I've been through a few things today. Like I've sort of started to get fired up about it too. I'm sweating in here. I'm in an air-conditioned room at the moment, but I'm sweating because I'm obviously passionate about this topic. But my question to you is, where in your life aren't you being consistent, yet you're playing an intense game? Okay, where are you trying to chase fast results, and then at the first sign of slowing down, are you quitting? Or where in your life are you finding that you're not just trying to progress 1% in each area or 1% per day to get to that end target? Okay, I'll let you think about that. Think about, where is it? Is it in weaponizing your body? Is it in bulletproofing your mind? Is it in connection with the people that matter? Is it in the production of money in your job and your career? Where in your life aren't you making 1% deposits every single day to shift yourself forward? Now, part two to that, guys. What can you do? What can that 1% for you look like? What can your checklist look like? Your own personal checklist. What would that look like? My challenge to you guys is to build that out and start taking action towards it. I can guarantee if you take 1% a day and add every single day, there's going to be progress. There'll be times when you slow right down. There'll be times when you stabilize out. And there'll be times where you plateau drastically. But on a whole, you'll still be moving forward. That's all I've got for you guys today. If you can help me spread this podcast, spread this word, share this message with other people, that would be amazing. I would be forever grateful. And it'll also help you guys feel less guilty about listening to a free podcast, getting a heap out of it, and not sharing it forward. But beyond that, guys, I hope you all have a great day. I will be talking to you guys very, very shortly. I'm back in the country in the next few days, so get excited about that. And I'll see y'all soon. And we'll get back on board and get back into what we're doing, guys. But anyway, I'll talk to you all shortly. Have a great day. Bye.